This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan here in about 5 minutes or so. We'll get you your edition of Football's Finest, but it's time to talk with Jared Sandler, get a spring training update. Live from Surprise, where the Rangers fell to the A's this afternoon, 6-3. Jared, how the heck are you?
Guys, I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're doing outstanding. Thank you very much. Wanted to get an update from you on Adolis Garcia's oblique here before we go any further. How serious is this injury?
Well, and guys, you'll have to tell me if something was tweeted within the last 5 minutes, just because we were on air. But my understanding is we don't have any update on the MRI yet. Even if it's minor, even if it's like Wyatt Langford's, I think it would put opening day in jeopardy. I think Wyatt's going to be okay for opening day as long as he continues to ramp up like he's been doing. But with Adolis, this would be an aggravation of an injury he suffered in 2013, and we're starting to see this more and more for hitters who are violent swingers. And Adolis is a big swinger; he's a muscular guy, and so my guess is the Rangers wouldn't want to do anything to put him at risk for an extended absence. And so even if that means he misses a week of the season, if it's something that's not that major, it very well could put opening day in jeopardy. We'll probably know more tomorrow, and we'll see the severity of it and how the Rangers respond.
These guys need to get some yoga going or what?
It's crazy, Gavin. I'd say over the last, 4 or 5 years, as we've talked so much about pitchers being max effort guys, but hitters have started to become max effort swingers. And, you're not seeing as much bat control, right? The all or nothing, the uppercut swing, the home run, go for it type approach. And that's led to an increase in oblique injuries from position players. It's obviously not a epidemic or anything, but it is an injury that, can cost you several weeks, maybe a couple months. And there's a high likelihood of re-injury if you don't take the proper time and care, just because, the oblique, which is something I had never heard of before, like 15 years ago, is a pretty critical muscle for a swinger. That sounded odd, but a batter who is swinging a bat, and maybe a swinger as well, I don't know. And so we're starting to see more and more of these injuries pop up.
Jared Sandler here with you on your home of the Rangers. Wolchuk.
Dunning got the nod today. What are you thinking overall with the plan for Dane Dunning coming into this year?
Yeah, I think he's competing for a spot in the bullpen as the multi-inning long guy, kind of Swiss Army knife who can also start and fill in, as needed. The thing that might work against Dane is that he's still got an option left, which, you wouldn't think with his tenure with the Rangers, but the Rangers could send him to AAA and not risk losing him. Whereas Adrian Hauser, a guy who's maybe competing for a similar role, the Rangers couldn't do that. If Adrian Hauser has a good enough camp to justify being on the opening day roster and the Rangers don't put him there, that probably means some other team is going to claim him. Unless Adrian just really badly wants to stay with the Rangers organization. I don't know, you know, if that's the case. My guess, he would choose a major league opportunity over a minor league opportunity, no matter the organization. So, you know, Ty would maybe go against Dane in that sort of thing, but that's the role that would make the most sense for Dane, is, you know, a multi-inning long guy who you could slot into the rotation to make a spot start as needed.
Sans, other topics from today's game. Jock Peterson got a hold of one pretty good.
Yeah, hit a two-run home run in the first. That was nice to see. And then Josh Smith hit a home run off of Mason Miller. And Josh Smith was in right field, which is interesting. I think the Rangers have a lot of different options and combinations they can roll with if Adolis does miss time. But I think one option is Josh Smith playing right field, and he got some run in right field today.
Hey, when you look at, with Evan Carter, he had a double today. How would you kind of evaluate how things have gone for him at this point? Nice to see him get the two-base hit.
Yeah, you know, the batting average hasn't been great. You know, it seems like he's been hitting the ball hard against righties, but, you know, every at bat, we talk about how spring training just doesn't mean a ton in terms of end result stuff. But for certain guys, certain things matter. And I think for Evan, every opportunity he has against a left-handed pitcher matters. And he still just doesn't look totally comfortable against left-handed pitching. And, you know, I think as many reps as he can get, either in a Cactus League game or in the backfields, is going to be valuable for him. Because, you know, I think he's got so much talent. You don't want him to just become a platoon player. Now, if that's what, you know, it ends up being, that's what it ends up being for Evan. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, if you give it a fair shot. But, you know, I think that there's enough foundational hitting ability where you think, like, man, you know, this guy should be an everyday player.
Right.
But so far, he hasn't really shown a level of comfort against left-handed pitching, but we'll see how that continues to unfold.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. Kamar Rocker's tough spring training so far. Is there anything you can put to that?
Gavin, his curveball hasn't been great, but there are guys who they come to Arizona and their curveball just kind of dies because of the climate. It's not a great climate for breaking stuff, but you know, it's not like other guys just lose their curveball. So it would be nice to see him refine that power curve. I don't anticipate him struggling to refine it, but that along with fastball command have been big issues. I would say for Kamar Rocker, because he's had two rougher outings, I am curious to see what the results look like the next time he takes the mound. And I would like to see some level of success, if nothing else, just to see that curveball back in the mix is a big weapon for him.
Okay, and then riddle me this. Does Shohei Ohtani versus Travis Hunter, which is more impressive, do anything for you?
Yeah, I thought about it. I mean, I think just being a two-way player, you know, in baseball versus football, it's probably more impressive in football. But Shohei's not just a two-way player. He's the best hitter, and he's probably the best pitcher in a rotation. So I think, to me, doing it at that level is maybe more impressive on the diamond. Now, if Travis Hunter is the best, you know, lockdown corner and the best receiver in the NFL, all right, then let's have another conversation. So maybe all things being equal in terms of impact, I'd go football. But I think for Travis Hunter to downplay, you know, Ohtani's contributions and the level at which he contributes, that to me is maybe a little misguided. And I would say that, you know, we've never seen anything like this from anyone in baseball, maybe since Babe Ruth, and really not even including Babe Ruth. Whereas Travis Hunter is not going to be the first person to try and do what he's doing. I'm curious to see what level of impact he makes on either side, and then maybe can have a more intelligent conversation about it.
Sounds good, Jared. We'll catch up with you. They play again tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow against the Reds, yes, sir.
Right on, buddy. Have a great evening out.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
There in Arizona. We'll chat with you soon. Jared Sandler, pre and post game show host, insider, play by play man. He's just a Ranger broadcaster extraordinaire. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. And here's Wolchuk.
All right. We'll get to some college stuff here in just a moment. If you did miss, of course, Osadigizua got his 4-year, $80 million deal. Big extension for Saquon Barkley. He's the highest paid running back in all of football, over $20 million per year. And we got this from Jordan Reed, who covers the draft for ESPN. This is a bummer. Possible Cowboy target there, 12th overall. But Georgia edge / linebacker Jalen Walker will not participate in his pro day on the 12th of this month because of a quad strain that he suffered during training. So Walker will have a private workout for NFL teams on April 17th. So that's like, what, a week before the draft?
Wow, that's really close to the draft.
Man, that is a big bummer because I'm sure a lot of teams would like to get him in there and see how he moves, like maybe in some linebacker drills, edge.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to send your linebacker coaches and your defensive line coaches to that workout.
Gosh, that is a bummer. We've talked a lot about the spring games, and Matt Rhule really set off the trend. Sark followed suit, so Oklahoma is the latest to not have their annual spring game. They instead are going to do a Crimson Combine, is what they're calling it, replacing the spring game with a fan-centric event on April 12th. And this event will include players and coaches partaking in combine-like drills, skill challenges, autograph and photo opportunities, and more. Now, who is the head behind this? Well, it's Jim Nagy, who used to be with the Senior Bowl, now is the general manager there at OU. So this is a brand new spring football tradition for fans like Carter Freeman to get out there and check out the Oklahoma Sooners. Instead of the spring game, it's the Crimson Combine.
Well, that sounds fun, innovative. You know, super fans are get out there and pay $20 for parking, still get a fundraiser going.
Right, like they still want to find a way to just generate revenue.
Sure.
If we're not going to have the game. Texas is targeting Neil Brown for their staff.
West Virginia, right?
He's the ex-West Virginia coach. He's been connected to several openings. But Texas has done this. I mean, I think Coach Patterson was one of the first that after he lost his job there at TCU, Texas brought him on as a consultant. So maybe Neil Brown now gets an opportunity at Texas as he tries to again become a head coach down the line. But Arch is cashing in on NIL deals. Okay, so here's Arch Manning's latest NIL deal. This is with Uber, but they also are offering in Austin the driverless cars to come pick you up. So here is Arch Arch Sr., and Cooper Manning, of course, Arch's dad, in this Who's Manning the Car commercial for Uber.
Dad, what do you think the name of this driver is?
I don't see a driver.
Arch, do you Uber to class? Because I noticed you get a lot of parking tickets, so you must be driving somewhere.
Tickets are brutal around campus, so I think Uber is the way to go.
I've just spent a couple blocks, but it drives a lot better than Arch did last night coming from the airport. That was the worst.
I missed like three turns.
How does Waymo know we're at a red light?
Yeah, I thought you told it.
Dad, did you have a computer in college?
I did not, here.
Did you have a cell phone?
Of course not.
How old were you when you got a cell phone?
Probably 65.
Dad, you can go to class with him. You want to go to class with him?
Oh, look, we've arrived.
Now have a great day, son.
Have a good day, Clay.
Thanks for the ride, fellas. Hopefully no one sees us.
Give us a big hug.
Hi, boss.
Yes.
Bring it in.
Waymo, thanks for the ride. Appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
All right, you got me in my seatbelt. You got to get me out.
Here you go, big guy. Appreciate it, Waymo.
So Waymo has partnered with athletes like Tracy McGrady, Andre Jackson in the past. They're now reportedly giving more than 100,000 rides a week in major cities on the West Coast through its own ride-hailing app. So now they got to deal with Uber. They're bringing that to Austin. So they're having Arch Manning launch that campaign with Waymo and Uber.
I love it. You know, I think, first of all, there's one extra seat for you to sit in.
Yeah.
Second of all, you don't have to worry if it's bad company or too much talking or rude, you know. So there's just sort of an awkwardness there of jumping into a vehicle that another stranger is in, you know.
When
I can avoid that.
What's the last conversation you had with an Uber driver? Because there's no way you're having a conversation with an Uber driver.
Oh, I will. If they want to.
They start talking to you. You don't want to be rude.
Yeah, really? No. I had a conversation last summer with I believe, a Russian gentleman who was trying to guilt me into giving him a bigger tip because he drove me from LAX to Oxnard so I could rendezvous with you guys after Abby's birthday. Right. Yeah. And he was telling me, I'm out here driving. It's my son's birthday. They're having a birthday party at home with me. And he kept circling back around to that. But that was a good conversation. And then there was some gal who was, I think she was hitting on me actually in New Orleans.
Oh.
So I was flattered. I mean, she was like 60, but I was like, shoot, yeah, I'll chat with you if you're that into me, you know? So we had a nice little conversation there. I'm not against it, you know, but I would rather avoid that so I could work. You know, like if every day you have a 40-minute drive to work, can you imagine just being able to check email and like getting a jump start on your day? It'd be nice.
It would be. If they talk too much, do you leave a note?
No.
Does that impact the tip or anything at all for you?
No.
No.
It's usually pretty standard.
This is the last thing here, NFL News of the Day. Illinois football has added a Taekwondo grandmaster to their staff.
Yeah.
So this is Brett Bielema.
He needs some hot yoga.
Oh, he could use some hot yoga? Yeah, he probably could. Yeah. But I think this is pretty neat. I guess Bill Belichick was ahead of the curve on this when it comes to understanding the Taekwondo impact.
The first team I ever saw do this was San Francisco 49ers.
So I guess Bill did this in the early 90s.
Oh, did he?
He recruited the service of Joe Kim, a Taekwondo expert who was training Americans who competed at the Olympics and other international competitions. Taekwondo primarily revolves around the kicking and punching that will draw a flag if they're deployed during a football game, of course. But I guess Kim trained over 250 people who obtained a black belt in Taekwondo, and he was able to translate those principles to create the pass rush philosophy he's attempted to instill while working with over a dozen NFL teams for the past 30 years. So we're mixing in some Taekwondo. I mean, it made me think of Micah going to Japan, and he's working with those guys,
the sumo guys,
sumo wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Now we're mixing in some Taekwondo.
Yeah.
There could be some cool stuff here.
It would be pretty interesting if they let edge rushers do flying kicks, you know? Just mix it up a little bit. Add something to the toolkit.
Ha-cha!
Yeah.
Well, okay, if you're going to allow a flying kick, what do you give the offensive tackle to be able to – What specially drill does he get?
He could catch the foot and sweep the other leg, you know.
Okay, so you can counter it then.
Yeah,
I mean you just can't have to like try and block.
No. You can definitely counter it once they go for the flying kick.
All right.
You know, I do. I am interested in fair play, but I just think there's some opportunities here that could make the game a little bit more entertaining. And some of these edges are so athletic.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably. Give me a good roundhouse.
That's right. Yeah, that'd be a surprise, wouldn't it? Might need different footwear. you know, just to avoid the injuries and stuff. But just thinking outside of the box a little bit. Yeah. Okay, time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. We'll get you up to speed on everything that's been breaking here in the world of sports, including a big restructure for the Cowboys that'll lead the way. That's coming up next year. G-Back Nation, the fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.